August 18. The measure of a man's worth. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Micah 6:8. What a man is has greater influence than what he says. The quiet, consistent, godly life is a living epistle known and read of all men. Holiness is not shaped from without or put on, it radiates from within. If goodness, purity, meekness, lowliness, and integrity dwell in the heart, they will shine forth in the character, and such a character is full of power. Not the instrument, but the great worker in whose hand the instrument is used receives the glory. The heart filled with the Savior's love daily receives grace to impart. The life reveals the redeeming power of the truth. The witness born concerning Jesus was, never man spake like this man, John 7:46. The reason that Christ spoke as no other man spoke was that he lived as no other man lived. If he had not lived as he did, he could not have spoken as he did. His words bore with them convincing power because they came from a heart pure and holy, burdened with love and sympathy, beneficence and truth. While the shepherds were watching their flocks on the hills of Bethlehem, angels from heaven visited them. So today, while the humble worker for God is following his employment, angels stand by his side, listening to his words, noting the manner in which he does his work. If he trusts constantly in God, these angel watchers will not allow his work to deteriorate. They will not permit it to be warped into lines that will imperil the cause of God. The Lord is looking upon the work that comes from the hands of his people. He will judge every piece of work to see of what sort it is. Pure and undefiled religion speaks for itself. It transforms the characters of all who receive it, improving their usefulness and beautifying all with which it is brought in contact. A man's worth is not measured by the position of responsibility that he occupies, but by the Christ-like spirit that he reveals. When the Savior abides in the heart, the work bears the impress of the divine touch. Self does not appear. Christ is revealed as the one altogether lovely.